What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TFA fam, what is going on? Thank you all for joining us for another show. Today we're going to be going over our Week 8 wide receiver rankings. I just want to rattle off a couple of injuries we need to pay attention to. DeAndre Hopkins, two DNPs to start the week. It was a hamstring injury, so that one is a little bit new compared to the ribs and I guess an illness that he's been battling recently. Antonio Brown, Jalen Waddle, Sterling Shepard, Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney, Will Fuller, Devontae Parker, T.Y. Hilton, and Odell Beckham are all injuries we have to pay attention to. But looking at our top 12 rankings for Week 8, we're going to kick things off with Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, the aforementioned DeAndre Hopkins at 4, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, D.J. Moore, Deebo Samuel, Deontay Johnson, CeeDee Lamb, and Terry McLaurin at 12. All right, Kev, let's go through. Let's touch on a couple of these top 12 wide receivers.
Yeah, first, I just want to touch on Tyreek Hill. I'm a little bit lower on him than you guys are. Not significantly, but, you know, I have him at 6. You guys have him at 2 and 3. I just can't put him, you know, locked in top 2 or 3 guy every week. I mean, the upside is certainly still there, but, I mean, he's been kind of a little bit more boom or bust this year. He has been dealing with a quad injury for a better part of a month, and it's kind of obvious. With the way that he plays, there's even been some discussion of maybe they should rest him. But I don't think it's enough where you're going to sit him or anything like that. I would just lower expectations a little bit for him. This is a really good matchup against the Giants. I know they have James Bradbury, but James Bradbury is not the James Bradbury he used to be. And so other than that, like, you know, the secondary doesn't scare me that much, but defenses continue to do the same thing against them. And that is play too high safety, take away their deep ball, and force them to beat them underneath. And the Chiefs just haven't been willing to do so. They continue to just like bang their head against the wall. I'm like, nope. We're the Chiefs. We're going to keep doing the same thing. Eventually, it's going to work. I mean, eventually it has to, right? Right? And they just keep doing the same thing. And it's the most frustrating thing in the world until they figure that out. You know, this offense is going to be frustrating a little bit. But, you know, with him, I mean, he still has had some pretty solid performances, obviously, this year. He's had two really monster performances. And then, but he's had some other really bad weeks. He had 5.9, 9.7. You know, there for, you know, weeks 2 and 3. And then, you know, even last week, he had 12.7. It's not terrible, but it's just, it's just not the same kind of steady production that we're used to with him. So I would just be a little bit lower on him than usual. The other one is Deontay Johnson. He's a guy that I actually have at 4, well higher than everybody else here in my rankings. And listen, Cleveland's secondary is bad. The Steelers are actually throwing at the 8th highest rate in the league. You know, Deontay Johnson is 7th in target share on the season. They're actually using him more deep, which is good to see. Because, you know, we were so used to seeing him last year have like a, you know, a 1.2 ADOT because it was everything was right at the line of scrimmage. They're actually trying to get him the ball deep. And so and they've actually connected on some of them. And I've been surprised with some of those plays that they've been able to complete. So I just think Deontay Johnson is absolutely locked in rest of season top 10 wide receiver. With Juju Smith-Schuster out, it just really consolidates the target share here in this offense. And, you know, we saw it last week. You know, the last time they played in week 6, he had 13 targets. He has double-digit targets in every game but one, and that was week 5 where he only had 2. But other than that, he had 10 targets, 12, 13, 2, and 13. And so he's got to see an insane target share every single week, and the volume is going to carry him. And so I love Deontay Johnson, and I'm going to love him every single week. I think he is a locked-in top 10 wide receiver moving forward. And I actually think he's a guy you could probably trade for, because I don't think he's a guy that gets the recognition that he deserves. Yeah. And I think he is an elite wide receiver. And if he's going to continue to see this kind of dominant target share, he's 7th in targets as 28% target share, almost 29%. He's somebody that I would actually be looking to trade for. And I think that you could get him probably a little bit cheaper than what you should be able to.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just a little bit lower on him for this week for all the reasons that I already talked about in the running back show whenever we were talking about Najee Harris and Nick Chubb. But basically just comes down to this is a game that opened up at 43.5. The point total has been bet down to 42.5. And both these teams are also running plays at a very low rate in neutral situation game scripts. I think Pittsburgh was 21st, and I want to say Cleveland was like 31st or 30th. They were one of the bottom 3 or 4 teams in terms of pace of play. So I agree. I do think that Deontay Johnson doesn't carry the fantasy weight that he should, and especially with them coming off a bye, you know, talking about an offense that, you know, outside of Najee Harris, people aren't all that excited about. So I do like him as a nice buy low, or at least at a lower value than what he should be going for. I just want to touch on one guy here quickly in the top 12, and that's going to be Keenan Allen. Obviously, the story this year with the Chargers has been Mike Williams finally breaking out and doing so in a big, big way. Keenan Allen has been very disappointing. He is wide receiver 34 and half PPR scoring, but the usage numbers are still there. 13th in targets, 11th in receptions, a 24.6% target share, but he's 23rd in yards and only has one score on the year. With this matchup against New England, I think Bill Belichick and that team turn their attention to Mike Williams, because he's honestly been the one who's been hurting defenses with his just massive games and his big playability. They're going to have to worry about Austin Eckler as well. So I do think this could be a game in week 8 where we see Keenan Allen kind of remind everybody that he is still pretty damn good in his own right. One thing to note here is the corner who had been playing the most slot snaps for New England, Jonathan Jones, was put on IR last week. And even with him not playing in week 7, he still sits at 7th in terms of most yards given up while in slot coverage. So can't imagine that, you know, Bill was letting that go on if they had somebody better behind him. So I do really like Keenan Allen in week 8 to kind of bounce back and get on the right track here. Moving over to our wide receiver 2s for week 8, Chris Godwin at 13, followed by DK Metcalf, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley, AB, Mike Williams, Adam Thielen, Michael Pittman, Cortland Sutton, Mike Evans, and Big Bobby Trees at 24. Kev, wide receiver 2s, do your thing.
First thing, I just want to talk about Calvin Ridley. And I know he's been super frustrating, and I know people are getting frustrated with him because he's just not putting up any of the production that we thought he was going to. This year, I mean, his best week came week 2 against Tampa Bay, where he only had 19.3, which was 17th. He has not had a single wide receiver 1 week to start the season. And I think he's still an incredible buy low. I think people are going to continue to get tired of him, and where he's not killing you, but he's not really helping you either. And, you know, where you probably drafted him isn't really helping him either.
Correct.
But he is still seeing, he has 52 targets, which is 18th, has had his bye. And so, you know, I think he'd be, you know, well into the top, you know, 7 or 8 here with that. He's a 27% target share. He's seen at least double digit targets in every game this year, but one. I think Calvin Ridley is an incredible buy low. Like, he's not going to run this low all year, right? Yeah. Things are going to turn it around. He's going to find find the end zone a little bit more often. He has two touchdowns on the season, but you know, I think that he will get better. I know the last couple weeks we've really seen Kyle Pitts really come on in this offense, but I do like Calvin Ridley as kind of a an incredible buy low. They are third in pass plays per game as well, so I think all the other the metrics are there, are lining up for him. It's just been the fact that he just hasn't really seen any explosive plays. He only has six deep targets on the season, but he does have 11 red zone targets. So he is seeing the volume inside the red zone. I think things will correct themselves with Calvin Ridley. And if you can buy him for cheaper than what he should be, I'm all about that life for Calvin Ridley. And then the other guy I want to talk about is Michael Pittman. He has just been excellent so far this year. If you look at him, I mean, he has, two wide receiver 1 weeks. He is coming off a big week last week. You know, we're on a week where he only saw four targets, four receptions for 105 yards and a touchdown. He caught two long passes in that game. And so he is securing 23% of the targets in this offense, 14.1 fantasy points per game. He's 26th in yards after the catch. He's 25th in yards per route run. So, I mean, everything is lining up for him. He's also has a 35.2% market share of the air yards. And this, again, is kind of a consolidated offense a little bit. I mean, especially now they lose Paris Campbell. T.Y. Hilton should be back this week, but yeah. I don't think that really hurts Michael Pittman all that much. And they've had the last couple of weeks where they really haven't had to throw the ball that much. And so, he's still been able to produce even in those situations. So I like Michael Pittman a lot. And I think this is a matchup where, we want to exploit, because Tennessee has been terrible against opposing wide receivers. They've allowed the most fantasy points per game to wide receivers, the most receiving yards to wide receivers. And so I love Michael Pittman in this matchup. I probably could have him even higher than I do, because I just think this is a credible matchup for him, a game where they're going to have to score some points. And so I love Michael Pittman this week. Great value for him, because I think he was a guy that we were consistently all offseason talking about. Yeah. A must-have in the later rounds. He was going in like 8th, 9th round. And so Michael Pittman is paying off in a big way right now. And I think, he could end the year as a solid wide receiver too to end the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I love all of that. He was a guy who I was going to talk about, so I'm glad you brought him up. Real quickly, obviously mentioned at the top, we have to pay attention to Antonio Brown. Sat out last week, and the Bucs do have their bye coming up after this week. So maybe they look to sit Antonio Brown, but I like him a lot. I have him ranked as if he's going to play. Again, we're recording this on Tuesday, so a lot of this information we just don't have right now, but I have him currently as a wide receiver one. We're expecting Mike Evans to get the Lattimore treatment in this matchup against New Orleans. And Marshon Lattimore has won that battle more often than not. So AB and Godwin, obviously we have Godwin at the top of our wide receiver two ranks, but if AB is able to play, I really like him in this matchup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Colorado, you can legally gamble in Blackhawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, and licensed online sports betting. Protect our communities. Learn more at PlayLegitCO.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
So let's go ahead and move on to our wide receiver threes for the week. Kicking things off with Cordarrelle Patterson, receiver, running back, whatever. He's still getting a boatload of opportunities in that offense, followed by T. Higgins, Chase Claypool, Devonta Smith, Manny Sanders, Jerry Jeudy coming off of IR, Jalen Waddle, again, another injury we have to monitor, Brandon Cooks, Marvin Jones, Jacoby Myers, Julio Jones, and Tyler Lockett at wide receiver 36 for us for week 8. Kev, these wide receiver threes, who do you like and why do you have them where you have them?
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple of guys that I think carry some risk just because of the game environment they're going to be playing in. But I do like T. Higgins going up against the Jets. Again, it's a game that, could end up being much more of a run-heavy game for Cincinnati, who doesn't really have to do a lot through the air. But, it's not like they're not going to throw it all. So I do think that a guy like T. Higgins can really produce here in this matchup. Coming back from last week where he had 15 targets against the Baltimore Ravens. Love to see that. He He had two red zone targets as well. And then can Devonta Smith just be the most unlucky wide receiver ever? Like the guy every week feels like he has a touchdown that gets called back or something happening. But again, fantastic matchup against Detroit. You know, Devonta Smith has just been on the wrong side of, you know, variance really. And this has been really unlucky. He's had like three or four touchdowns called back to penalty this year. But this is a great matchup against Detroit. And I think you can plug him in and feel really confident with him. Jerry Jeudy. He's back, boys.
Let's go.
He's back, okay? Jerry Jeudy is back. He's expected to play this week and gets a great matchup against the Washington football team. They have been terrible against opposing wide receivers so far this year. And so I do think Jerry Jeudy, while I don't, you know, we don't necessarily know how much he's going to mix in, but I feel like if they're activating him, they're playing him, that he is good to go and should be healthy here. Now, I do have to mention that this offense has been pretty much doo-doo butter, really over the last couple of weeks. Amazing what happens whenever you don't play bottom half teams like the Jaguars and the Jets, right? All of a sudden you get exposed a little bit. And this is an offense that has kind of went the wrong direction. But in a matchup against Washington, this should be a good bounce-back spot for this offense. So I do like Jerry Jeudy here. I think you can plug him in and feel pretty safe about him as a solid wide receiver three. And then Jacoby Myers. The Chargers have been really good against opposing wide receivers. They've been really bad against the run. They've been much better against the pass. But Jacoby Myers playing a majority of his routes from the slot. You know, the guy officially has to find the end zone, right? You know, and if you find last week, a wide receiver threw a touchdown to another wide receiver, and neither one of them was Jacoby Myers. And Jacoby Myers, former quarterback, the guy cannot get lucky and find the end zone. But still, every single week, because of the targets he's seeing, a solid wide receiver three. And then lastly, Tyler Lockett. I'm not playing him. Don't play him. Stay away from him. I know it's a great matchup against Jacksonville, but he's just not seeing any sort of volume whatsoever. Pete Carroll's got to Pete Carroll, and Pete Carroll's got to run the ball as much as he possibly can if you're going to allow him to in a matchup against Jacksonville. They're definitely going to allow him to. So he's just not – there's just no volume there for them and whatsoever. And so I just cannot trust Tyler Lockett. So, yeah, I am staying away. And I'm sure he'll go off for 40 points this week.
As is tradition. Just really quickly on Jerry Jeudy. Like, I had to, like, stop myself from just putting him up where I probably would have had him had he been playing this whole year. I'm staying steady with it. I think he is going to be the number one target for the rest of the year. The thing that, like, I keep coming back to is, one, I think Jerry Jeudy is just a much better fit for Teddy Bridgewater and how he operates. And we have to remember, week one, this dude saw 7 targets on 24 routes run before he got injured. So maybe it takes a week or two to kind of knock off the rust, or, you know, whatever cliche you want to, you know, put in right here. But you guys can expect to see Jerry Jeudy in my top 24 week in and week out from here on out. Outside of that, let's just move on over to some of the guys we have outside of the top 36, guys you can look to play as flex plays. I'll just kick things off real quickly. The Arizona receivers, obviously, especially if DeAndre Hopkins is going to be out, we're going to bump these guys up. Both Christian Kirk and AJ Green are guys I think you can feel comfortable playing. I like both those guys going up against a beat-up Packers secondary. Sterling Shepard, again, injury, pay attention to it. But in this matchup against Kansas City, you already talked about it. They are 10 or 10.5 point dogs with an over-under of 52.5. So, you know, we've seen what Sterling Shepard has done when he's kind of the focal point of that passing offense. Close to double-digit targets every week that he has been fully healthy. And then if you need a dart throw kind of guy, Van Jefferson, I think you could plug in, you know, in your deeper leagues, right? You're probably not going to have to play him in 12-team leagues with only the Ravens and Raiders on bye weeks. But if you're, you know, maybe you have an extra flex spot or you're in a 14-team league or higher, I think he does make some sense. He's played fewer than 64% of the snaps just once this season, has 3 scores on the year and 2 games with 80-plus yards. So going up against Houston, if you need that kind of dart throw, boom, bust kind of guy, I do like Van Jefferson.
For me, I think there's a few guys that I really wanted to highlight. One, we're going to have to monitor this Giants situation because, I mean, they have so many players that may possibly miss. Sterling Shepard, Kenny Golladay, if those guys do, I think somebody like Darius Slayton is an interesting option this week. He actually, saw a pretty heavy amount of targets last week. So in a matchup against Kansas City, they're going to have to throw the ball. I do like Darius Slayton as kind of a flex option this week if you needed to do that. Allen Robinson. It's like baffling. Buttling to me. And I don't know if he's like checked out, like he's just not interested anymore. And maybe that he's trying to get them to trade him because, the trade deadline's coming up and this is the, he's a franchise tag. So maybe they move him. I don't know with Allen Robinson because he is not seeing targets. Him and Justin Fields are just not on the same page whatsoever. And so I see some people say you should drop him. No, you shouldn't. Like, do not, like, in a 12-team league or higher, like, if you look at most waiver wires, like, it's pretty barren options of wide receivers out there or anywhere. I mean, there's a few guys, but nobody that has the sort of ceiling and upside that Allen Robinson has. Unfortunately, he's just somebody that you have to sit on your bench until he starts to show something, because I don't think this is going to be something that goes on all year. And it's crazy because this is a contract year for him. And so, he's not a young wide receiver. He's not 26. You know, he's getting up there in age, and this is probably his last chance, at a big contract or at least a decent-sized contract. And so I don't know. Maybe they're trying to suppress his value or something. I don't know what's going on in Chicago. I do know Matt Nagy should be fired. He should have already been fired. And maybe this is how Allen Robinson does bounce back, and we all regret not playing him this week, is that Matt Nagy's on the COVID list. And so I don't want to see anybody be on the COVID list. But, hey, maybe this offense actually wakes up. And it's going to be fantastic if Matt Nagy misses this game and all of a sudden this offense completely wakes up and looks great this week. It would be fantastic against San Francisco. I digress. I think some other options. Khalif Raymond, not a name that I didn't have on my bingo card this year. Not somebody that I thought I'd be talking about. But, if you look at him this year, I mean, he's had some pretty competent weeks. Week 3, he had 12.8. Week 4, he had 19.6. And then he had a little bit of a couple of down games. But last week against LA, 17.6. He appears maybe is the guy that Jared Goff looks to throw to. They're going to be trailing every week, so passing opportunities are always going to be there for this offense. And so I don't love the play. I don't feel great about it. But, I think he is an option that for people looking at a flex option at wide receiver. T.Y. Hilton, I think, is a pretty borderline wide receiver 3 this week against Tennessee. I already talked about how bad they are against wide receivers. And so I do like T.Y. Hilton as an option.
We're going to wrap things up. Appreciate all of you checking out another show of TFAs. Please be sure to hit that like and subscribe button if you're checking us out on YouTube, podcast. Do your thing over there. Leave us a rate and review. Check the links below. We do have some TFA merch that we just put out, the free Discord. And then if you're into player props, make sure you check out Thrive Fantasy as well. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys soon. Perfect.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.